The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and in the galleries please rise for the prayer by the chaplain, the Reverend Stephen George, and would you please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag following the prayer.
Psalm 33:12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." Heavenly Father, we gather here today as stewards of the responsibilities entrusted to us by the people of this great state. We ask that you would bless this session and each individual here. May this chamber be a place where your presence is honored and where truth and wisdom prevail. And may the work done here reflect your righteousness and bring blessings to all we serve. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to see you. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nirenberg, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams,
all right. A quorum being present, the Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, fourth day, Tuesday, January 14, 2025.
The Senate. Senator from Platt, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Let's get some order. You've heard the motion by the senator from Platt. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, you are recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Platt has renewed his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and to approve it as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes have it. The journal is approved. Next order of business is introduction of guests. Yes, the senator from 21st. For what reason do you rise?
Introduction of some very special guests, please.
Please proceed.
Over to your left and my right, my mother is making her first trip to the Missouri Senate, Ruth Gregory. Back when you were a curator and I played football, she made every single game except one, and that was when my sister Stephanie Keller, who is a captain at the Department of Corrections in Boonville, was having her third child. So I'd like the Senate to make them feel welcome.
Please welcome her. You and I may have sat in the stands together while we watched your son play Mizzou football, so we enjoyed it. Thank you. Any other guests who need to be introduced? No other guests? The next order of business will be petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Seeing none, the next order of business will be resolutions. The order of business is resolutions. Senator from Shelby, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Please proceed.
The resolution was printed in the journal. I move that Senate Resolution Number 19 be called from the calendar and taken up for adoption.
The senator from Shelby has moved that Senate Resolution Number 19 be taken up for adoption. All those in favor, please say aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is now before the body. The senator from Shelby, would you care to move for its adoption and explain the resolution?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I move for adoption of the resolution. The explanation of the rules changes. I have a little sheet here, so. One of the ways that we decided to be able to get people to get to the committee meetings they have and to be able to actively participate was to try to cut down the number of members on each committee. We had 149 total slots on committees for members, and we cut that to 140. It's not a big change, but it did allow us to kind of not overburden our senators. This changes frequently with the pro tem change, usually. We've made very few changes this year, but the changes do include economic development and tax policy, which changed to economic and workforce development. This takes workforce development from education and allows the Committee on Education to focus on solely on education. We added professional registration to the Emerging Issues Committee. That was previously with government accountability. With the new focus on government efficiency, this change was made so that Missouri's Downsizing of Government Committee can dedicate their work on making sure Missouri's bureaucracy is working for the people of Missouri. We changed the name of Health and Welfare to Families, Seniors, and Health. I would like to highlight that we really need to have good family practices in Missouri. Government efficiency will be the new Missouri DOGE, D-O-G-E, the former government accountability. So those are the changes that I have sent forward.
Senator from Shelby, would you like to move for the adoption of the resolution?
Yes, thank you. I move for adoption of the resolution.
Right. You've heard the motion made by the senator from Shelby. Does any other senator desire to be heard on the senator from Shelby's resolution? Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you. I close.
Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurnburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
The resolution moved for adoption by Senator from Shelby, number 19, passes by a vote of 33-0. The order of business is resolutions. Are there any other resolutions? Seeing none, we'll move on to the next order of business, which is concurrent resolutions. Seeing none, the next order of business will be introduction of bills. All right. We'll start over here with my friend from the senator from the 20th. For what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. To introduce two bills, no explanation needed.
Could you please send each of the bills forward? Secretary, could you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill number 552, offered by Senator Trent, an act relating to civil actions.
Senator, would you like to, do you care to explain the bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation needed.
Please read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 553, offered by Senator Trent, an act relating to payments for tort liability to insurers.
Senator Maya, you do not need to explain the bill, is that correct?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Right,
no explanation needed on this one either.
The order of business is introduction of bills. My friend from the senator from the second, please. For what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
All right. Please send the bill forward.
Move for a waiver of the reading and no explanation necessary. All
right. Senator, we're going to read the bill. You cannot waive the reading, but we can waive the explanation of the bill. All right. Secretary, could you please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 554, offered by Senator Schroer, an act relating to the biometric information privacy.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the 33rd, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send the bill forward.
No explanation is necessary.
Madam Secretary, could you please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 555, offered by Senator Hudson, an act relating to the Division of Tourism Supplemental Revenue Fund.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the third, for what reason do you rise? I think, or Senator from St. Francis. My vision's bad. I have a hard time reading, so St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill to send forward. No explanation needed.
All right. Please send the bill forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 556, offered by Senator Henderson, an act relating to models of reading instruction.
We hear a lot of side conversations. If you have any conversations, please take them out to the side gallery. The order of business is introduction of bills. The senator from the 27th, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have three bills. No explanation needed on any of those.
All right, please send the bills forward. Secretary, could you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill number 557, introduced by Senator Berger, an act relating to the boarding of certain individuals at hospitals.
Again, if you have any conversations, could you please take them to the sidebar? Secretary, could you please read the second bill?
Senate Bill number 558, introduced by Senator Berger, an act relating to circuit judges in the 32nd Judicial Circuit.
Secretary, could you please read the third bill from the senator from the 27th?
Senate Bill number 559, offered by Senator Berger, an act relating to liability of private contractors.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the 15th.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose do you rise?
President, I have some bills here. There's no further explanation needed.
I'm sorry, Senator. How many bills? Just one?
Three.
Three bills. All right, please send the bills forward. Secretary, could you please read the first bill of the senator from the 15th? Again, if you have any conversations, please take them to the side of the chambers.
Senate Bill number 560, introduced by Senator Gregory of the 15th, an act relating to stunt driving with penalty provisions.
Could you please read the second bill of the senator from the 21st? Or I'm sorry, the 15th.
Senate Bill number 561, introduced by Senator Gregory of the 15th, an act relating to the offense of resisting or interfering with arrest with penalty provisions.
Could you please read the third bill of the senator from the 15th?
Senate Bill number 562, introduced by Senator Gregory of the 15th, an act relating to support orders.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the 7th, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send the bill forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 563, introduced by Senator Lewis, an act relating to social workers.
Senator from the 7th, would you like to explain your bill?
No explanation is needed. Thank you.
Next order, or the order of business, is introduction of bills. Yes, the Senator from the 14th, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send the bill forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 564, introduced by Senator Williams, an act relating to certain fees collected by the Missouri Emergency Response Commission.
Senator from the 14th, do you care to explain your bill?
No explanation necessary, Mr. President. Thank you.
The order of business is introduction of bills. The Senator from the 25th, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have one bill, and there's no explanation necessary on this bill.
All right, please send the bill forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 565, introduced by Senator Bean, an act relating to workforce housing tax incentives with penalty provisions.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Right. Sorry, the senator from Dallas, please, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one bill, no explanation needed at this time.
All right. Please send the bill forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 566, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to certain veteran-owned small businesses.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Yes, the senator from 21st, for what reason do you rise?
I have a couple of bills.
Could you please send the bills forward?
No explanation will be necessary.
All right. Secretary, could you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill number 567, introduced by Senator Gregory of the 21st, an act relating to insurance coverage for mental health services.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 568, introduced by Senator Gregory of the 21st, an act relating to child care facility licenses.
The order of business is introduction of bills. The senator from the 5th, what purpose do you rise?
I have a bill.
Please send the bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation necessary.
Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 569, introduced by Senator Roberts, an act relating to the membership requirements of the Clean Water Commission.
The order of business is introduction of bills. The Senator from the Ninth, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I rise to speak on a point of personal privilege.
Call to order the point of personal privilege from the Senator from the Ninth. Please proceed.
Yes, there's actually two issues. One, today is the actual birthday of our beloved Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And while many of us know him, the last part of his life is something most people don't know. When he was a teenager, Dr. Martin Luther King was already in college, and he spent his summer working on a tobacco farm near Simsbury, Connecticut. And that was the first time he had left the South and the first time he had experienced life outside of segregation and racial violence. During this time, he and his fellow Morehouse College students at the farm elected him their religious leader, which is why he decided to become a minister. Years later, as he was campaigning across agricultural southern states, he demanded economic justice for our nation's farmers, our nation's poor, and for the need to tackle poverty across racial divides. He called attention to the inequities in land ownership and food access, which the USDA continues to address today. Dr. King was assassinated before he could push forward the Poor People's Campaign, but his close friend Ralph Abernathy took charge of the movement, and he is the only African American who actually has a national monument in Washington, D.C., and the only one who has a birthday. So I ask that we say happy birthday to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I have a second one. Sorry, I might as well stay up. Today is also a more important day because today is the 117th anniversary of the first black collegiate sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, founded by our own beloved Missourian Ethel Hedgeman Lyle from St. Louis, Missouri. Lyle also was a founding member of the West Philadelphia chapter of League of Women Voters and went on to help other sororities become African-American sororities. She also was active in public life. She founded the Mothers Club in Philadelphia and was a member of the Republican Women's Committee. Lyle is one of very few people to go to college. She was born in 1887, and she went to college when only 1 in 300 African-Americans and only 5% of our white Americans were actually attending college. I am proud to be a beloved 39-year member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority and the great work that we do throughout the world. We currently have more than 300,000 members in 1,200 countries, and we are on every continent except for Australia. Thank you.
Could you please keep your conversations down to a minimum? Order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the 25th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, could I seek unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests?
Hearing no objection, the senator from the 25th has sought approval to introduce some very special guests. You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your right, to my left, if you all would stand, we've got Mr. Don Fields from New Madrid, Missouri, very successful business person there. We've also got Mr. Nick White, the mayor of New Madrid. We've also got Mr. Ryan Riley, who is an alderman from New Madrid. And we've got George Panousis from Kennett, Missouri, who's one of the best pilots in the state of Missouri. So I'd like to ask the body to please welcome them to the Senate.
Please welcome these special guests. The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Green, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send the bill forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 570, introduced by Senator Huff, an act relating to fees collected by the Secretary of State.
Senator from Green, do you care to explain the bill?
I do, Mr. President, briefly. This bill very simply just allows our new Secretary of State to collect a fee associated and I think ultimately deposited in his technology trust fund in perpetuity. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the 22nd, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills. I'd like to send them forward, and there's no explanation necessary.
All right. Please send the bills forward. Secretary, could you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill number 571, introduced by Senator Coleman, an act relating to child care facility licenses.
Please read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 572, introduced by Senator Coleman, an act relating to parental choice and educational opportunities with an emergency clause.
Please read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 573, introduced by Senator Coleman, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for certain medical devices.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please refer SCR 2 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
It shall be referred. Senator from Platt, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go back to the order of business of resolutions, and I ask that you recognize the Senator from Lawrence for a resolution.
Senator from Lawrence, for what purpose do you rise?
I have a resolution.
Sorry, Senator from Lawrence. Hearing no objection to going on back to the business of resolutions, you may proceed.
I have a resolution, Mr. President.
Please proceed. Please send a resolution forward, and would you like to explain the resolution?
Yes, so again, the opportunity, I'll just take a brief moment. We are in a significantly advanced technological age. We have microphones. I often think, what would it be like without microphones? And I think I could hear a little bit better because the cacophony sometimes just disorients the sound waves, for me at least. But there are a number of people I've talked to who listen in on a frequent basis, and I've done that on occasion, and I might be able to recognize the senator from the peanut gallery, the senator from the fourth, because she has a distinct voice. She's not listening right now. But there are others who, unless I hear the numbers, I don't know who they are. And I think for the benefit of those who elected us, I think they would appreciate being able to have a live stream. And that's what a rule change in Rule 96 would do, just allow our sessions to be live streamed. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. The resolution will be printed in the journal. Senator from Platt, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
The order of business is without objection. We're moving on to the order of businesses of announcements. I'm sorry, the senator from Dallas, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Today, the Springfield Metro Partnership is here in the Capitol advocating for their 2025 legislative priorities. And tonight, they will host the Salute to Missouri Legislators. It's a networking event. It'll be held at Millbottom from 4:30 to 6:30. And the cost to all of you has been covered by the Senator from Green, the Senator from the 20th, and myself, along with state representatives Stinnett, Riley, and Fogel. So we hope you'll all come out tonight and enjoy the event. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. The order of business is announcements. Senator from Platt, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. With no further business coming before the body, I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. All those in favor of the motion that we adjourn for the day, please say aye. Those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. All right. The Senate, the ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.